an email here from Donna Waring to our email address, folk.club@bbc.co.uk, asking about a piece I've played here from time to time over the years. Good to hear from you, Donna. Just reading your email here, a few years ago you played this fantastic poem in Ulster Scots on one of your programmes. It was called When Ah the Kai Had Names, or When All the Kais Had Names. I absolutely loved it. Being totally blind, I have a good musical ear and I'm fascinated by different dialects, languages and different ways of speaking. Well, glad to play this one again for you tonight, Donna. Looking back to days when farmers were much closer to the land and the livestock, with animals having individual names rather than just numbers. Here's Charlie Gillen to tell you more.
That first wee rhyme was called When All the Kais Had Names. What happened to the countryside since you and me was weans, when folk had time to talk to you and all the kais had names? Clydesdale stood obeying the men as gentle as a lamb. Now the men proud of what they did, and they knowed about the land. The weather it was better then, ach, maybe that's just me. And birds knew no as plenty for the song for every tree. Spring right into summer and it seemed to go on forever. And nae such thing as silent seat polluted on a river. Wee yellow floors that hugged the grun and grew wild up the rodens. Was good for sous, it wasn't pig, and mind you, I'm no codin. I mean a ginger mixed with stuff, and those was gain to coos. Can't mind what that was for, I think it was the hoos. And weeds that looked like churn staffs, and grew in Hedrig's wild, they cured the wart she got for kai, on woman, man, or child. You only got the warts, of course, when milking with your hand. But it was odd the way at Owl Flossie and Owl Daisy knowed their stand. Of course machines they are that new, and cans nae langer clink. But I licked the blue-ramped buckets in the Strenner's mare, I think. Ach, the world's in such a hurry now, it's changed since we were weans. Ah, they say I licked it when all the kai had names. And they say tobacco's bad for you. Ach, I'm sure they likely know. But boys, the pipe was part of them owl boys long ago. Oh, I'm no on for smoking, but to me mind a vision creeps. A jimmy sitting on the deck in a cloud of blue pipe reek. A gentle, decent, quite wee man with thruppenny bits for wins. A man that knowed his farming trade and all his kai had names. He didn't need a helper for his geld nor his mare. He just set his hand on the owl gate post and says, "It's quite, come here." He swung the gate and he dandered on at his leisure up the track. A big darky he catched up to him and dunched him in the back. Just a dunt to let him know that him and her was coming. Had a way with beasts and things, you never heard him bumming. New life slips by for all of us, gay quackle he, you know. But always there a crocus, cooking through the snow. What I mean by that is sample, for I am far from smart. The farmers knew our rip and tear, I think they lost the art. They should be more like Jimmy, and love the land it's lent ye. Keep it recht for your ain winds, the Lord in wisdom sent ye. And think of that wee crocus, and she'll mind ye the spring, and life anew another time, and life's a precious thing. Now if you'd ask me what I'd like, if you only had the power, could I go back and talk to Jimmy, if only for an hour? For I'd any lesson first time run, well, no as well as I should, but now I'm owler wiser, and it sure's God a what. For I wasted money years and things that didn't matter. There has nae price I wanna pay for a chance to do it better. But Jimmy died long years ago, and if recht is recht, I mean, is firming up in heaven, and all his kai's names.